Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or just so to happen to find this recording, and welcome to the Marvel Man Podcast, a show where us Marvel nerds talk about everything related to the MCU 24/7, 365. I'm your host, Zach Bacillo, with my compatriot for the past 16 years, Alex DiCarlo. We're doing a multiverse mega episode.
Oh my God.
You
Hello,
right?
everybody. Has it been a while since we've done any of this?
It has, yes, because basically this is gonna be we're gonna do our best to cover as much as we can of the major stuff that's happened from when we started reviewing Daredevil Born Again, because we were focusing on that and stuff that we couldn't talk as much in depth as we wanted to. So yeah, Multiverse Mega. Basically, if you don't know what that is, it is a segment we do on the show where we basically just talk about news, theories, trailers, as well as in a very so we can have it in a very structured and organized format. So we're not just making random videos with random titles. So yeah, Multiverse Mega. This is actually what episode of Multiverse Mega actually this is. Actually, I don't know.
My God, it's been a, I think that just goes to show that it's been a
It's been
while.
a minute. Last thing we did was, I think it was in February, It's
right?
been a while.
Yeah, And
this is gonna be. Oh, wait, no, I hit the wrong thing. Crap.
those are
This is episode
my words.
9.
Yep. And
Okay,
those are wise
so.
words from the great, and those are wise words from our co-host, Tommy DeVito.
Yep. So basically, starting off, since. Cause speaking of Daredevil Born Again, because we were just doing that. So, did Disney have, like, the TV upfronts this past week? And we got some news for Daredevil Born Again Season 2, and I think y'all are gonna like this.
Oh shit, brace for impact.
We have got the announced, conf this is officially announced, and it's also under Empire Magazine, is doing covers, it's like pictures with Charlie Cox and this person. We got the return of Kristen Ritter as Jessica Jones. Reprising her role from the Netflix series,
The day, let's
she is
go.
back. Our first defender is back.
Sorry about that. Just someone down the wrong pipe after
Jessica
eating.
Jones. Yep, Jessica Jones is back, baby.
Jessica Jones, yes. But still, though, thank God.
I
Thank
know,
God
right?
they're
Like,
trying to get the
yes, he.
Netflix characters back.
Yeah, I think probably Luke Cage is probably gonna be. If they're gonna bring anyone back next, it's gonna be Luke Cage and then Iron Fist.
I mean, because how long until Mike Coulter and Finn Jones come back?
I have no clue,
Luke
honestly.
Cage.
We'll find out what they want to do, but because also Charlie Cox said there's going to be some cameos
No reason.
from the bigger MCU in Daredevil Season 2, so that's pretty cool. So I am curious as to, like, now what Jessica Jones's role is going to be. Like, I really hope it's not something that was announced and then overhyped to hell when it came to stuff like Daredevil in Echo or Bill Murray in Quantumania. You know, like stuff where they were Marvel and everyone involved made it seem like it was a lot bigger of a deal or of an appearance than it actually was.
Oh God, don't even get me started.
So it could be, I guess, I feel like though, if it was just a cameo, they wouldn't have said anything. So I think it might be either anywhere from a guest star role to recurring.
That too.
Probably.
I mean,
I mean, let's see. Because also, we also got confirmation from Matthew Lillard that that report is true. That apparently he's playing like a minor-ish character that potentially could come back if fans like it. So, think of like to the extent of like Kamala Khan's father in that one episode where he was only in one episode. And they're set up for him to come back. So that's why I think the same thing with Matthew Lillard's character is going to be. Which, interesting enough, Charlie Cox said that was actually his least favorite episode of this show, was the bank heist.
Agreed.
I wouldn't say it was my least favorite, but it was definitely. But I don't know. There's better episodes of that show, but I don't hate it. But I think Charlie Cox said the reason why he didn't like it was because he thought the whole heist thing in a bank was just unrealistic in today's day and age. I mean, I don't know. But also at the TV overruns, we got quite some interesting news as well. Well, actually, before we get to this, I'm sorry.
Yeah, actually, before we go into that, I feel like we need to discuss something else that popped up last week. So, actually, not last week, a few days ago. How about that Ironheart trailer?
Well, before we get to that, real quick, a couple things we got to get to first, though. So Jeremy Renner actually came out and gave us a not so positive update on season two of Hawkeye, and that there most likely isn't going to be one, or if there is, he's probably
No.
not going to be in it, because he basically said af Marvel offered him, like reached out to him about doing a season two, but they offered him half the pay from season one. And this was after his fatal accident where he almost died
Oh, good God.
from like the whole
Near
snowplow
fatal.
thing. Yeah, this was afterwards. So basically saying his exact words were, what they want me to do, half to do double the work for half the money. And honestly, I agree with Jeremy on this one. Like, because with everything with his injuries, like his leg, he is lucky that his neighbor was a doctor who was able to attend to him before, because he had to be lifted to the hospital in a helicopter.
Ooh.
Legit, like, he's lucky they didn't have to amputate his leg because of how many bones were broken in his leg. Like, he's lucky he's able to use his leg and that he's actually made a full recovery. Like, he's lucky to be alive to the point where he could have died. So the fact is, like,
Yeah.
the fact that he's able to use his leg, it's he's for the fact that he's getting older, mixed with he's also recovering from, well, also recovered from a very fatal accident. He's not going to be as It's going to take him a lot more work to do these stunts and these physical movements
Not even
than
close.
it was before. So, like, yeah, double the work, and they're giving him half the money. So, I agree with Jeremy on this one. Like,
Not even close. I mean, seriously, if he's gonna work for the full, if he's gonna work for the full money,
Not even close.
or
Give him
even
the offer
full
him
money
more because
instead.
he's like putting his body through something physically demanding after he almost died.
I know, right?
So I agree with him, but and honestly, part of me feels like maybe, and now there's a report going around that, oh, Marvel did that on purpose, so they, because they never planned to do a season two, and they just wanted to use that so then they can blame Jeremy Renner, saying, oh, it's because our lead actor didn't want to do it. Yeah, because you offered him half the money when he after he was in a serious injury. So part of something feels like they purposely offered him half the money because they knew he wouldn't take it, so they wouldn't have to do it. I don't know how much I believe that, but Hollywood has done some scummy things in the past, so I wouldn't put it past them to pull a stunt like that.
Yeah,
But also at the
there's
TV
all
upfronts, we got a couple things. First, we got an announcement that going forward, there's going to be about 2 to 3 movies a year in the MCU and 1 to 2 shows on Disney Plus. And like they said, like 1 to 2 animated shows. And also, apparently, that Vision Quest is going to be the last show to feature mainline MCU characters.
Oh.
Or like main, like Avengers. So, meaning it's going to be like smaller scale characters, like smaller scale characters, like the Defenders and stuff like them are going to be focus of the shows. Which also, we just got a report as of a couple days ago that apparently Jocasta might be one of the villains for Vision Quest. Which, if you don't know who that is, I don't blame you. I had to look this character up
No.
myself. She's essentially the Bride of Ultron.
I beg your pardon.
Yeah, she's like the Bride
I
of Ultron.
beg your pardon.
Yeah, she has like an affiliation with the Avengers as well. So I'm like, interesting, because we knew Ultron's coming back, so Jocasta? I mean, I wouldn't put it past him.
I mean, you don't find that suspicious?
You don't find it suspicious?
I
Shout out to
suspicious.
Dr.
I
Umar
did not.
Johnson. No, seriously, is somebody finding this suspicious right now? Because
I
are
am.
we on the ver I was gonna say, are we on the verge of a potential comeback for Ultron? And not just him, but if Jocasta, if this is true, if the Bride of Ultron, which is Jocasta, if she debuts in this show, Then who's going to play her?
That's a good question. I don't know. Because apparently they're sort of, I think I heard they might be filming, or I don't know what. We don't even know what's going on with that show. Like, they haven't announced. Because keep in mind, Marvel had never made an official announcement that Vision Quest was going to happen. Our official announcement came from the return of Ultron, of James Spader as Ultron. That was like the first ever official confirmation we got. And they never officially announced Wonder Man either, which is coming out this December.
I know, it's like, this is so fucking weird right now. I mean,
Like,
I will
hopefully.
totally admit, I know Marvel Studios is going in for a massive overhaul
Yes, hence why.
after what has been happening for the past few years, and I told and I don't know what Feige's got up his sleeve during this overhaul,
Yeah, that's what this
but from
whole.
what I do know, I just want to get this off my chest by saying this. Why the fuck haven't you made these announcements before?
I know. I know. I know.
Seriously. Or
Probably,
else.
you know what it is? Probably because also this creative overhaul, because apparently.
And even better, why the fuck have you not? How the fuck did you not start promoting this shit?
I
I
agree.
don't know.
Like, I don't want this to be another Werewolf by Night situation where they announced it. Because remember, they announced it at D23 2022,
Oh, God, it feels like
and
I'm
then it
about
came
to.
out 2 weeks later, and there was barely any marketing or hype for it.
God, it feels like I'm about to blow a fucking fuse up in here.
Yeah, not
Yeah,
only
tiny
that,
bit.
but I think this new quality over quantity approach is good because, like, 2 to 3 movies, which basically is more so going to be like two. I feel like the third movie a year is going to be like a Spider-Man movie because that's the partnership with Sony. It just makes
Yeah.
sense.
Actually, speaking of Spider-Man, Marvel Studios and Sony are looking to finalize a deal to put Tom Holland in Avengers Doomsday and
Yes,
possibly Avengers Secret Wars.
we will get to that in a minute, guys.
But
But before we do, a couple other things we gotta
I
talk
thought I'd
about.
get that out of my system now
Yeah.
before we dive into the meat and
True.
bones of
But also this
Laters.
quality over quantity approach also makes sense for the whole not really focusing too much on major like Avengers characters in shows. But they said there will be cameos, just like no like focal points. So like WandaVision, Loki, Falcon and Winter Soldier, Vision Quest, like probably won't happen again. So like characters like Agatha made sense to get a show. Daredevil. So I get that. Plus also apparently Thunderbolts was actually the first project to that wasn't I guess touched by Bob Chapek when he was focusing more on quantity over quality. Because with Bob Chapek, because if you think about it like this, in the year 2021, we had about five MCU movies in theaters.
Oh,
Black
dear God.
Widow, Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings, Eternals, Spider-Man No Way Home. Oh, never
Okay.
mind. It was
Yeah, that was four movies.
four. Still a lot. And as well as the fact that you
It's
also
still a lot
had
to take in.
and you had five MCU shows that
That
year. You
being, of
had
course,
four.
WandaVision, Falcon the Winter Soldier, Loki, What If, and, of course, Hawkeye.
Yep. So basically, nine projects in a year is freaking insane.
Actually, 10 projects, if you count What If.
No, that was nine. Yeah, I count would have. I Am Groot is maybe what you're thinking of, but that's not really MCU. It's kind of like a thing, non-canon thing for kids.
Yeah, that's what I meant by
Yeah.
yeah. If we're talking like the total, then yeah, it's nine.
Yeah, like hence why.
For some reason, I must have counted the I Am Groot thing, but anyways, or but anyways, moving
But
on.
yeah, I think this new quality over quantity approach is good. Gives us more time to because like you know, Kevin Feige wasn't as stretched thin as he was because he had to go with all those projects releasing in such short amount of time. He was jumping back and forth between so much stuff to the point where like, he couldn't fully focus and give it his full creative all on it. So it makes sense because like Thunderbolts, where his attention wasn't as split, and we got a better movie out of it. Also, at the TV up front, we finally got the trailer for Ironheart.
And like I said from before, how about that trailer?
It was pretty good. It looks interesting. Apparently,
Not my
I'll look
thing.
up this actor's name now. I'm sorry.
Who are we talking about? Alden Ehrenreich?
Thank you, him. Yeah, apparently it's rumored he's playing Ezekiel
Yes.
Stane, the son of Obadiah Stane.
Well, actually, they did actually reveal his character name, from what I know of. It's
Oh, really? I didn't hear this.
yeah, I think they listed it
Well,
somewhere on Wikipedia. Let me check that real
don't
quick.
trust Wikipedia because anybody can edit it. Like, no joke. When I was
Oh,
like,
here it is. Courtesy of the internet. So basically, Alden Ehrenreich's character is a character by the name of Joe, and the last name may sound funny, but it's called, his name is Joe McGillicuddy.
okay, is that actually legit?
Really?
Because anybody could edit things on Wikipedia. Like when I was in eighth grade, I literally watched somebody in a class of mine edit the first president of the United States from George Washington to John Cena. I
Oh
kid you
dear,
not, that is a
really?
true story.
Oh dear God.
So for at one point in the internet back in like 2017,
Oh.
for probably like 2, 3 minutes on Wikipedia, it said that the first president of the United States was John Cena. So I'm just saying, don't trust Wikipedia. But yeah, honestly,
No.
because apparently they're releasing, the show's gonna have 6 episodes. They're releasing the first three on June 24th, am I right? Is that when Ironheart's coming out?
Yep.
Okay, and
Yeah,
I don't know how
actually,
true
June
that is,
24th. Yeah.
but there's a rumor that apparently they're gonna release the last the second three episodes the week right after. So apparently they're gonna have this whole show out in 2 weeks. I hope that's not the case. Because I'm trying to think. Yeah, because we don't get Fantastic Four until the end of July. Well, closer to the end of July. Like, they'll still have plenty of time. Because, like, so I'm trying to think, what are they? They really don't have anything else to really compete with it in terms of, like, Disney Plus. Like, Percy Jackson's not coming out until December. There's no other Star Wars shows that are ready to release. And Wonder Man isn't due to Eyes of Wakanda. That's what I'm think forgetting. Eyes of Wakanda.
Yep.
They wanted that to
Any
come out in the summer. Okay.
Yep.
But
Anyways.
what do you think of the trailer for Ironheart? Let's even talk about that. What do you guys think?
I mean, I thought it was good, but
People are review bombing it for like no reason.
not
Like,
the biggest
can we
fan
just
of
wait
it.
for the thing to stop review bombing a show before we actually see it? Can we just see it first?
Yeah, I know the review bombing thing.
I don't like it,
Exact
especially because people
exactly. I
are
mean,
being
just
raped.
yeah.
why don't we just
But the
watch the
problem
show
is
first
it kind of
and
failed
then
in
we see if
like,
we like it or don't like it.
plus
But
I
other than
like
that,
how, first of all, A, I
however,
like the suit up being like classic MCU, like phases like 1 to 2 Iron Man suit ups where the suit would like go assemble on him and not nanotech. Like it's nice to see an old school Iron Man suit up with Ironheart. It looks
But
interesting.
also, I'm curious to see I'm curious to see how Anthony Ramos portrays Parker Robbins, otherwise known as the Hood.
And also, I don't know how true this is, but apparently there was a leaked trailer, which this is before the actual trailer itself came out, which that
Look at
scene
Anthony
is nowhere
Ramos.
near, but apparently the final thing was supposed to be the Hood talking to Mephisto, who will be played by Sacha Baron Cohen.
Although, actually, there is a rumor
Bar.
going around that Sacha Baron Cohen's character, depending on if he's playing Mephisto, aka Marvel's version of the devil. But I've heard there is a rumor going around that the reason why Parker Robbins becomes the Hood when he wears that cape is
Because
that that
of
cape,
Dormammu.
yeah,
Well, that's how it is in the comics, so
it
I did
may
see
be residing
that.
from the dark dimension. So maybe Sacha Baron Cohen's character, maybe somehow related to Dormammu. Maybe it's not Mephisto.
Maybe.
It could be
Or
somebody
maybe
else.
it's like
I don't know.
a physical embodiment of Dormammu. I mean, that could be, but the thing is, the question is then where would Doctor Strange and Kleya be? That's the question. Because keep in mind, this, I think an Ironheart was supposed to come out like ages ago.
Yeah, it was supposed
Like I
to come
said,
out. Wasn't it supposed to come out like around like 2 years ago?
I still have my theory that Tommy Maximoff might appear in this, and then maybe that's why they kept delaying it, because so Agatha could come out first, even though Agatha was, because Ironheart was finished before Agatha, but they needed Agatha to come out first to explain how Billy was back and how Tommy's back, because Billy pulled Tommy into a body, so. Because there was even concept, that leaked concept art showed Tommy, or at least what we think is Tommy.
Well, for
Doomsday, the one with like the Young
oh
Avengers
yeah,
and
we
Kong and
were talking
Star
about
Lord,
that in one of our previous
in
episodes,
that
but yeah.
tavern. So Does Tommy appear in this? But either way, the show looks quite interesting. I like how they reference Wakanda Forever. I'm curious to see when in the MCU timeline is this going to take place. Is it going to be like right after Wakanda Forever, or it has some how much time has passed? Because Thunderbolts, the ending of Thunderbolts is in 2028. The post-credit scene, I mean.
Yeah, due to but of course, due to the Fantastic Four potentially coming into the MCU via the post credit scene for the new Avengers. Well, for those that haven't seen the new Avengers, aka Thunderbolts.
Yep. But before we get to that, real quick, hold on.
Yes, yes.
Ironheart. I'm a little bit excited for it. It looks interesting enough where I feel like, you know what it is? I don't know if I'd say it's gonna be great. I'd say it's definitely gonna be mid. I don't think it's gonna be as bad
Yeah, like
as
I'm
other
keeping my
shows.
expectations in the middle. I don't know.
Same. I feel like it's not gonna be my favorite, but I feel like there are gonna be parts I will enjoy. And if I do see Mephisto, I will lose my mind. It's like, oh, fine a fucking Lee.
Fine a fucking Lee indeed.
Yeah,
Yeah,
but
no.
actually, even though we still talk about this, like it still bugs me to think that if Mephisto is Marvel's version of the devil, then who's Marvel's version of God?
That's a
Yeah,
good
like.
point. I don't know, Loki? No, not Loki. I don't know. The
Maybe
Celestial, Erishem, maybe?
I don't know. Maybe
Because he was creating
the
life and
actual maybe
planets.
maybe maybe God himself. I don't know. But we're getting off the
I
rails
don't
here. So.
fucking know. Like, God's an actual thing in DC Comics. The Spectre literally works for God.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. Either
Yeah,
way.
like we're getting off the rails here. So.
Yeah, we really
Oh
are here. Okay.
my
So, Fantastic Four, first steps.
goodness.
Basically, I know this trailer came out like a month or so ago, but like I said, we didn't get a chance to fully talk about it. So we got a new trailer for Fantastic Four First Steps that gives us a little bit more as to what's going on in the movie. And we got our first look at Silver Surfer.
And also our first look at Galactus.
Well, technically our second look. Well, we actually did get some leaks of what fully Galactus is going to look like thanks to a Lego set leaking.
Yeah, that's what
As
I was
well as
mentioning.
Funko Pops, which also Funko Pops, which basically, guys, skip ahead a couple seconds if you don't want to know this, but the Funko Pops, one of them is Sue Storm with baby Franklin Richards. The trailer did confirm that she is pregnant. You're
With
like,
Franklin,
yes,
right? What
like what? I'm late. Yeah, you're late for dinner. Are you pregnant?
do you mean? What do you mean? What do I mean? You're late for dinner. What
Because
do you
I
mean?
like
What
how
I mean?
they
I mean
thought, like,
that line.
what
That line
do
from Joseph
you mean?
Quinn.
That was freaking hilarious.
Yeah, I don't know.
Literally, like I said,
I
as
know.
soon as I saw him in Stranger
No.
Things as Eddie Munson, I was saying he should play Johnny Storm. And he's playing Johnny Storm, and I love it. Plus, we got
Also.
Peter Rusher showed us our first look at Reed's stretching powers.
Yes, that's right. But also, here's another thing. Why do I have the feeling that a lot of people are going to be getting that Herbie action figure?
Well, the action figure for Herbie from Marvel Legends, it's actually a one, the that movie's Build-A-Figure. Basically, Marvel Legends with their action figures, they make it where they give each action figure comes with a piece of basically the figure you want the most, and then you have to buy them all to get to put together the full figure. Herbie's the Build-A-Figure.
I
And
mean, why
so
do I think that that's going to be the so-called thingamajig, like what they did with the with BB-8 from the Star Wars franchise.
yeah. Oh, because also we got the confirmation of who's voicing Herbie as well. The voice actor will be Matthew Wood, who voiced General Grievous in Star Wars.
General Kenobi.
No,
General
General Kenobi. Your
Kenobi.
lightsabers make a fine addition. Ah, that's a terrible Grievous impression. I'm sorry. I can only do
Yeah,
General Kenobi. I can only do
that was
that.
a, it was a bit terrible on my part. I mean,
General
I tried to do the
Kenobi.
cough,
Interesting enough, because he
Okay.
would do like that voice, but then they'd put like a filter over it, so even Matthew Wood couldn't do the full Grievous voice. But that's who's voicing Herbie. We got that. We got the stretchy powers, and we got our first at Galactus. Thanks, like this new like art. This really came out like today, guys. Like April, not April,
Oh, yeah.
May 18th. We got our first full look at Galactus, and oh my fucking God, it's perfect. It is literally perfect.
And actually, from what I've seen, like in the other filming pictures, for Julia Garner, who's playing Shalabal,
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking
we
about, the
actually got to
reshoots that
see
just
her
happened.
before she gets silver,
Yeah, we see
before
her
she
in like
becomes
human
the Silver
form.
Surfer. So,
That's probably gonna be like a prologue of her becoming the Herald of Galactus. Unless she has some power where she's only silver when she's on the surfboard. Unless they want to do something like that and she's not on the surfboard. Because Because also too, because like that beach he was on, that looked like a set photo we saw months ago of Joseph Quinn on a beach, in his.
Ooh.
So I don't know if those two scenes are connected, or if it's what's we're looking for, or if they're two completely different scenes. I think it's probably the origin of her becoming the Herald of Galactus. Which, by the way, guys, we also posted this this clip on the Instagram story when it came to like when the trailer first came out, when it came to the backlash of Silver Surfer being a female. Guys, I hate to break it to you, but this isn't a gender bent Norrin Rad. Like the
This
main
is Shalabal,
characters. Shala Ball,
aka.
we've said this before. Shala Ball is one of the Silver Surfers in the comics. She is a female. They're just going with this version of the character because they're going to introduce Norrin Rad later. And also, interviews from Julia Gardner have made it seem like this is a one and done for her.
I
It
mean,
definitely seems like it.
unless if they bring her back for a Disney Plus show.
I heard about that Annihilators thing.
I think we shall see.
I don't even know, because that's also because the thing is that's not Shala Ball, though, it's Norrin Rad. I don't know. Like, well, I don't even care. Like I said, there's not a, basically there's a rumored show for the team, the Annihilators from Marvel. Just look them up. We're not gonna go into it. But guys, like this is comic accurate. The Silver Surfer. Again, I think the CGI could look a little bit better for her. But keep in mind, the movie's not finished. Like they're still doing their final finishing touches. Like a trailer. Things
Yes,
like even
okay.
like perfect example, Kang in Quantumania. Like that one shot of him coming down from like his tower and. When he was fighting the rebellion, like the CGI on his mask looked different from the trailer to the movie because it improved. So, like they're still editing things, guys. Like it's not, oh, the movie's completely finished. This is it. They're still editing stuff. They're doing reshoots right now.
Makes sense as to why they're still in the editing room right now, but anyways.
Well, also I think the reshoots are happening because, like, the Thunderbolts post-credit scene happened. They filmed that like a month ago on Avengers Doomsday, the set of Avengers Doomsday. They're probably doing that so they can have the ending of Fantastic Four connect more with the post-credit scene for Thunderbolts, so it doesn't feel like out of the blue or something. So, I guess so it flows better together nicely, like kind of like how the post-credit scene for Thor Ragnarok flows nicely into the opening of Infinity War, something like that.
Yeah.
But basically, like they're gonna lose. That's pretty. Like we're actually gonna see Galactus eat a planet. Like we haven't really seen that. He always see him get stopped. Like they're not gonna stop him. Like they're gonna lose.
Gonna lose.
So when they fight the Earth 616 Galactus, it's gonna be more personal for them.
Oh, geez.
I just can't wait to hear his voice, because just look up Ralph Ineson, who's playing the character. He flat out, like if you just listen to his regular speaking voice, he has a very good voice. I'm like, okay, I can see why he's playing Galactus.
Oh yeah, but I can only imagine how he's gonna provide the voice. Is he gonna go like that massive like booming voice, or is he gonna go like more of a sinister kind of vibe? But we
Maybe
shall
the
see.
booming kind of thing, because I feel like, because also too, they had him in a practical suit, and they did like what they would do with like old school Godzilla movies of having a guy in a costume on a model set just breaking stuff, and then they added CGI on top of it of Galactus. Same thing what they did with Ben Grimm. They had, or for the thing, they had the actor in a prosthetic suit, but then they added CGI on top of it. Which honestly, the CGI for this movie, other than Silver Surfer, which I think needs to be cleaned up a little bit more. It looks really good. Galactus and the Thing look amazing. And also, there was a new merch for Marvel Legends. It's like the belt that they're wearing. It's quite interesting. It's definitely interesting as to what that's going to be. Because if you press it, it'll show like a recording from like the movie or something like that. It's like up for pre-order if you want to look it up.
Oh.
It's like Welcome to the Fantastic Four or something like that. I don't know. But it's interesting to see what those belts are gonna do. Cause it seems like this if they're making a toy of it for like Marvel Legends, it's like because that's where you get like the replicas as well. Like that's where I get the majority of my MCU replicas. Like I have like Mjolnir, Stormbreaker, all the Infinity Gauntlets from Marvel Legends. So it's weird. If they're making a replica of it's gotta have some sort of importance. But let's get rocking and rolling. Let's segue into Spider-Man Brand New Day.
Of course. I mean,
So it is confirmed it's not going to be like this multiversal thing anymore. It's going to be grounded, thank God for that.
oh yes, thank
Marvel
God.
wanted
And
that.
actually, For those that not in the know, the fight choreographer for Shang-Chi and Legend of the Ten Rings, he's coming back to do the fight choreography for this new Spider-Man movie. And funny enough,
Yes.
he's worked with Daniel Cretton before.
Shang-Chi, yeah.
And also,
Yeah.
now that I think about it, I would not be surprised if Simu Liu comes back as Shang-Chi for the movie.
I don't know, just because right now he's filming
Well, then
Avengers.
again, I mean, he is filming. Well, then again, Simu Liu is filming Avengers Doomsday right now, so.
Yeah, apparently, because like they want to get Tom Holland. They're currently, this is like as of a couple days ago, they're trying to get work out a deal to get Tom Holland in Avengers Doomsday.
But I really don't see that happening.
I mean, it's possible, unless they want to
I
film
mean, it's a
Doomsday on the set of
possibility,
Brand New
but
Day. And
I
then
mean,
just
it's a
like.
possibility that they might do that. But the thing is that you might want to save him for Secret Wars.
I mean, I guess, because in the Secret Wars comic, he has the symbiote suit. Which, like I said, I want to see Tobey Maguire Spider-Man versus Tom Holland's while he's wearing the symbiote suit, because Tobey's worn it, and have Tobey be the one to help him get it off. Same thing with Andrew there too, but mainly Tobey. But also, so obviously we said we discussed the casting of Sadie Sink, which apparently rumors are is that she's going to be playing the daughter of Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man and Kirsten Dunst's MJ, Mayday Parker.
Wait, what?
It is just that is the most recent rumor. Take it with a grain of salt. We don't know how true it is.
What?
But we also got castings of Liza Colon-Zayas. She's also in the show The Bear with Eben Moss Bachrach, Jon Bernthal, and Will Poulter, all MCU actors. She plays.
Oh my God, what? Man, Mark, man, what? I feel like Kevin Feige is a big fan of the Bear right now, isn't he?
Probably. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he gets Jeremy Allen White or Io Edebiri at this point.
Well, originally Io Edebiri was supposed to play Mel in Thunderbolts, but
That's right. She was, and then she left because scheduling conflicts, which probably was The Bear. Once the
yeah.
movie got delayed. Okay, but yeah, I mean, she plays the character Tina in The Bear. So the biggest theory, which I came to myself as well, was the fact that she might be playing the mother of Miles Morales, Rio Morales. The reason being because she's the right age for Rio Morales, she's the right ethnicity, like she's Latina, and her character on The Bear, Tina, is very similar, has a very similar personality to Rio Morales, and literally Liza just won has won an award for her performance in The Bear.
Oh, yes, that's
She won like a
right.
TV Emmy, so I would not be surprised if she is playing Rio Morales. But we also have some interesting casting calls. So, casting calls. One of them is for a Asian male in his 30s.
Zach.
Immediately, my mind went
Actually, wait,
to.
Zach, correct me if I'm wrong, but
Who does that sound like?
from what Tommy just said.
Who does that sound like? What Spider-Man villain, Asian male in his mid-30s?
Stephen Yeun? Does it
Well, an actor, that's an actor.
that
Playing a
sound like a
character.
certain familiar Spider-Man villain to you?
One who recently appeared in video game format.
Don't quite know.
Martin Lee, aka
Pardon
Mr. Negative.
me. Mr. Negative,
The fact that
right?
they said Asian male really in his 30s, that's the age, gender, and ethnicity for Mr. Negative. So I don't know, because apparently they also another casting call was for like a Japanese-inspired female villain. This one, people are thinking, is this Yuri Watanabe, aka Wraith, who is also in the Spider-Man games?
Oh my God, are we about to see Sony Pictures and Marvel Studios pull concepts of the Spider-Man games into the MCU?
I mean, we already got the symbiote stuff. I mean, because in the, cause also in the comics, this wasn't like a creative liberty the game did, but Mr. Negative is actually directly responsible for the creation of anti-venom.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be possible, and hey, what if they do this? Maybe they could pull a thing from the games and have Harry Osborn become Venom.
We need Harry Osborn in the MCU, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, that's the thing. Or specifically like how in this new trilogy, maybe they mention Harry in the first one, but then when they bring him in for the second one.
Well, the thing is, we don't know if the Osborns exist in the MCU. Because
Well.
remember, Norman said in No Way Home that Oscorp doesn't exist. I don't seem to exist. Unless Oscorp is like a startup company at this point, we don't know. But also, there's another casting call for a female character that sounds a lot like the character of Nico from The Runaways. So I don't know if they're going to do that. Either way, I don't know. Spider-Man Brand New Day. This is interesting. And apparently now rumors are saying it's going to be similar to Far From Home, where they're not in New York. Where are they then? The Embattle World?
We
Not
shall see.
probably not, because I'm just
We'll
curious to see
find
how
out.
everything's going to lead into each other. There, because like we got Sadie Sink, we got Tom Holland, and everything. Apparently Zendaya and Jacob Batalon are coming back for like minor roles. Honestly, I see it being like kind of what Andrew Garfield in Amazing Spider-Man 2 was when he was like, you know, the scene when he was like watching out for Gwen from like afar, just to make sure she was okay. That's what I think it's going to be, something like
But
that.
also, on the Avengers Doomsday front, I noticed something that was very, very interesting.
Okay.
Because we, because courtesy of a thing on it, on Instagram, Robert Downey Jr. posted posted something very, very interesting, and it caught my attention with
Oh, with
some,
him reading like that book with the muscle suit and the ping pong
but
balls in his
also,
face.
yeah, and the ping pong balls,
The
because
CGI
here's the
motion
thing.
capture.
Here's what's got me thinking. Here's what's got me thinking.
The mask. It'll probably be nanotech.
No, not nanotech. I have a
The
different theory.
disfigurement on Doom's face.
Yes.
That's what I think it could be too. It's either that or then his mask will be like nanotech, so you can see goes like, so you can see RDJ's face. But also, Anthony, I'm gonna make this quick, guys, because we got about like 2.5 minutes left in this episode. But Anthony Mackie posted a video of him on Instagram for Avengers Doomsday, and he's in like a snowy mountain area. So now these are the leading three theories. I'm inclined to believe two of these three. First one is that it's like this prison that we saw in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. that was in an area like that. I don't think that's gonna be it. You know, these two, I think it's possible. It's either Wondercore Mountain from Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, where Wanda supposedly, quote unquote, died, although they sort of confirmed she's coming back. So it's either Wondercore Mountain or Doom's Castle in Latveria. Honestly, I'm inclined to believe the latter two of either Latveria or Wondercore Mountain. But yeah, we got a lot going on with Avengers Doomsday, which there's a lot more, which we'll talk more about this in the next one. So, Alex, would you do the honors?
Why, yes. So, thank you for listening to this episode of the Marvel Mad Podcast. If you like what you hear, follow us on Spotify, follow us on Instagram, and until then, we shall see you on this side of the multiverse.
Ciao, guys.
Bye.